everybody. It's Kate Beeters, and welcome to Brilliance Builders Podcast. I'm really excited to be here with you today on another glorious day from Boston. And if you're just getting to know me, just a little bit about me. I am the breakthrough expert, and that's because I have got so much expertise in both business development. You know, I started my own business with a list of nothing, like most of us, and that's how I started my career in corporate as a business development executive, list of nothing, and had to learn how to get clients. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had a job there, and took a list of nothing and turned it into multi-million dollar sales. And learned how to have conversations with clients. I learned how to overcome objections, how to get referrals, how to get repeat orders, and all that kind of stuff. And then also there's the mindset side of me. And I, you know, as an expert in laws of attraction and tapping and other mindset techniques. And I believe you need both of them to accelerate your success. You can't just have one. You can't just have the action. You got to have the mindset that goes along with it. So you'll find in all my podcasts or my articles or my teachings or any events you go to, I always combine the two because I believe you need both. And from my own personal experience and all the clients I've ever worked with. So today I got a really cool topic for you. So go grab a pen and paper. I'm going to go grab a sip of my hot water with lemon and dive right in. So it's really interesting, and this is actually something I discussed recently at the Money Acceleration Retreat. It came up with some clients, and I thought that it would be something very beneficial to all of you. Because the thing I find is that it's so easy, you know, for us as entrepreneurs just to get off track and go in the wrong direction. And I don't know about you, but whenever that happens to me, I end up feeling overwhelmed, I get stressed, I get frustrated, you know, and it's pretty annoying. And in retrospect, it always happens when I didn't ask myself this one specific question. And this question is so important. But instead, I would end up getting swayed by, you know, bright shiny object syndrome or, you know, FOMO, if you've ever heard that expression, you know, fear of missing out. Or sometimes it would just be plain flattery, you know, someone trying to talk me into something. And then later on, you know, when I make this decision that was not right, you know, I kind of want to kick myself for doing something so foolish. And the thing I do know is it's so easy for any of us to play Monday morning quarterback, and we end up being really critical of ourselves. And the truth is that when we act that way towards ourselves, it doesn't help us move forward. Instead, all it really does is it erodes our self-confidence, it erodes our self-esteem. But on the flip side, what I want to share with you is that I find that when I take the time to ask myself this question, this really important question, and really, really listen for the answer, I find I always end up feeling really, really good about my decisions. And plus, I get better results. So that's what I want to share with you today, too. So I know you want to know the question. I bet you're dying to know what it is. And quite simply, so go ahead, make sure you got a pen. You're going to write it down. Question I always ask myself. It's four words. Does this honor me? Does this honor me? Okay? And I know it sounds really, really simple, but yet most entrepreneurs, and in fact, even just people in general, never take the time to ask themselves this. And then they wonder, you know, why they're not having the success and happiness that they really want. And it's because they get sidetracked. And I confess, you know, I did not make that question up. I learned it from an amazing mentor of mine, Sandy Taylor. She's a best-selling Hay House author. And I learned it about a zillion years ago, just before I started my business. And in fact, when I first heard that question, quite honestly, I really didn't even know what that actually meant. I didn't really understand it. So what does honor me actually mean? So over the years, excuse me, I've discovered that a lot of clarity and really deeper understanding about the subject. And I want to share it with you because I believe that it's actually one of the most powerful questions that any of us can ask ourselves on a daily basis. And for me, I got really, really clear that what honor meant to me was helping really live my best life. And for me, what that means is it's a life full of brilliance and happiness and love. And a life, too, that I felt grounded, so no matter what has happened or what will happen, I always feel safe. It's also about having a life where I care more about what I think and feel instead of worrying about what the crowd is doing. It's a life where I'm able to be more authentic, a life where I get to experience new ventures and travel to amazingly beautiful destinations. And it's a life where I get to continue to grow. And lastly, it's about a life where I'm able to make an impact and create a legacy, empowering others, people like you, to really fully show up in their brilliance. So think about that for a moment. And what does honor mean to you? So I want you to take some time today and journal about that. Find a nice, quiet place where you can really gain some clarity about what this means to you. So believe it or not, and this may surprise you, the more I listened to my own inner wisdom, you know, less to the noisy crowd, and the more I trusted myself, asked myself this question, the more profitable my business actually became, the more opportunities I received, and the more I enjoyed my clients. And ultimately, it leads to a better life, a happier life. Now, isn't that interesting how that all works? Something to think about, right? So I want you to ask yourself each and every day, how does this honor me? Now, perhaps you're like me and you need some mentorship and guidance and a coach to help you answer this question. And if that's the case, email my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. And let's connect and see how we can work together. See what changes will happen when that actually happens. So until we meet again, be brilliant.